can see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad. And the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Hey, it's going by the book, and that's for sure. What book is that? The King James Bible. That's what book it's going by. And I could be straight and honest with you for sure. If the Joint Chief of Staff had any brain in their shoulders, they would actually take advice from that book. Them going to their churches, doing good deeds, attending the Council of Foreign Relations meetings, top secret, I'm cosmic, top secret level. Doesn't mean one squat. It doesn't mean one thing whatsoever. They failed in their job, and they will fail again. They always fail. Isn't that not something they always do? Oh, they're all setting up, though. Oh, they are setting it up. They are setting it up, and they are going to succeed to a certain extent. But it will for sure end in their destruction of those that are planning for the World Revolutionary Movement. It will fail. However, tribulations are coming. An amazing event is going to happen. This alien lie that they're perpetrating since really 1897, really when the action took place to set this up. 1897, yeah, that was the year. And then from 1897 until today, they've been setting up the world population for this lie about aliens out there. Now, I'll talk about that later on this week, but this week, starting off today, I want to focus on the UN depopulation plan, world revolutionary plan, world revolutionary movement. Call it what you want. It's in the Bible. There's no mistaking it. And that Bible's proven to be thousands of years old. How do they know this? You ever ask that question? Or are those that don't ask the question afraid to ask the question because they're afraid of the answer that they might get. Fear don't change the facts. The facts prove out themselves. Unfortunately, it's to the surprise of many when it should be like, oh, we're in it now. Oh, this has happened. We expected that. But those that's not ready for it are going to freak out for an informal way of explaining it. Family, it's for you to be ready spiritually, mentally, physically, but mainly spiritually and mentally. Spiritually, number one, because that's what's going to come down to. I'm going to explain, set the broad scale today, and as we go along through the week, I'm going to get more detailed, but I'll be detailed in every one of my broadcasts. Tomorrow, it's highly likely, I may not start off live tomorrow at 4. It depends, I have an appointment to go to, I must attend. But I'll still have a broadcast going on at that period of time, so Tuesday may not fall in line with what I'm talking about today and Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. If it does, then it means I'm not there, obviously. So Tuesday might be a wild card in this week-long attack upon the UN. I worked for the OSCE for 5 years, which is a sister international organization to the United Nations, so I know what I'm talking about. I worked with the UN folks on a multi-daily basis when I was security manager in the eastern region of Kosovo, 1999 to 2004. For 5 years, I was a security manager there, watching the aftermath of our Wesley Clark, Powderpuff Clark errant bombing and lies he told, and trying to set up World War III. A Rhodes Scholar he is, as Naomi Wolf and Bill Bob Clinton and all those that are globalists and liars. That, look up Rhodes Scholar, Cecil Rhodes, look it up. He's Illuminati. I'll be explaining some of that today. All this week, just how it works. I did last week, the 5-step plan. Then we'll talk about the depopulation. And this depopulation plan they have, oh, it goes back even to the days when, for example, when we gave the measles-infected blankets to the Indians. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The Europeans, Americans at the highest level, the Freemasons, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Jesuits, Illuminati families on both sides of the ocean, have one intention, and that's to have a world control. I'll talk about that all week. Expose as much, and includes religion. To expose religion for what it really is. Jesus Christ is not about religion whatsoever. Christianity is so corrupted it's worse than a gambling casino. Jesus Christ is not about Christianity. Christianity, what Christianity? Which belief are you in? Does he hold to all the beliefs? Then that makes God a liar. And he's not a liar. So, the King James Bible contains the only truth as proven, irrefutably. No Harvard professor, Yale, or Princeton, or Stanford, or I don't know, just pick one out. It don't make any difference. They can't prove anything. That's weak and lame. It's pathetic. They've never been able to disprove the King James Bible. They never will. Until disclosure, and that will cause what's called the falling away. Big mistake. I'm not going to be gentle this week. I never am, usually, in my broadcasts. I'm very seldom gentle. I don't see a reason to be. I believe in the cold, hard truth. If I make a mistake, please point it out. And I will correct it. It's very simple. I have no problem. I'm not an expert. But I do an inordinate, obsessive amount of research. Which anybody can do if they just take the time to do it. I'm nothing special at all. I just do the research with an open mind. And I've learned how this Illuminati works from the outside and in the shadows on the inside. Working on contracting, government contracting in Kosovo, Congo, Saudi Arabia, different places. I've been in the shadows of it all my life, almost, it seems. Not realizing till 2006 what I was involved in. I have a website, watchmanforjesus.com. I've got a very few studies there, but mostly I use that website to cater to my broadcasting. But I have three or four documentation or studies there that will keep you inherently very busy. That's all it takes. And I'll be placing some more up there this week, more studies I've done. And go after them. Tear them apart. That's fine. Family, I believe in the truth with no loyalty to no one, no thing whatsoever, no country, no nothing except Jesus Christ. That's it. I'm done. End of story. Jesus is where I lay my faith in. That's it. I have no problem with that. I've been a Marine for 12 years. I love my country and all this and all that and patriotic and three-cornered hats and all this sort of thing. But my loyalty lies with Jesus Christ above and foremost anything. Because I know he wins. It's going by the book. You ask yourself, how did those desert Bedouins, fishermen, tax collectors, whatever, they didn't have computers back then or even libraries, hardly. How did they have this knowledge, this wisdom of the ages going to King James Bible? And why is the Vatican and all the others around trying to destroy the King James Bible? Can't destroy it, so they have to corrupt it, counterfeit it. And they still can't. It's pathetic. Pope, what's wrong with you, boy? Can't you all just take a little old Bible or something and discredit it? No, you can't, because you're not powerful enough. God's more powerful than any of you in this religious realm. Jesus Christ is coming back. He died on the cross. He is God incarnated into human flesh. Came to man to die on the cross, rose again. Oops. Didn't expect that, did they? And he's coming back physically to Jerusalem. And the real Jews, the Hebrew Jews, 144,000, are going to come out of the woodwork. And oops, surprise, surprise, surprise. The fake Jews over there now will be taken out. It's called the first seal, the second seal. Third, fourth, and then comes the trumpets. Hadn't even started yet. Carl Gallup is wrong. The fellow down in Florida, dead wrong. All of them are dead wrong that say we're in the sixth trumpet. That's almost pathetic. It's ridiculous that people believe this nonsense. Then you have to ask them, and do it. At the seminars you go to, ask them. Force it. Don't be gentle. Do not be gentle. When someone lies to me, I'm not gentle. I go after them. I'll ask them, well, what happened to the blood-red rivers and the sea that turned to blood? What happened to that? Did I miss that somehow? How about that big earthquake? What happened to the big earthquake? It took the earth down. Shook the old earth. I must have slept through that like Rip Van Winkle. We're in a sixth seal, huh? A sixth trumpet? Oh. And they try to sneak in the blood-red moons. That's a lie from Hagee and Mark Blitz. Baloney. One red moon. The sun is black as sackcloth, and that's only in the mid-tribulation period. That's it. Only one. Those books are worthless. Totally worthless. They're there to lie and to distract. Family, everything I say, look it up. You can get mad at me if you want or whatever, but I would recommend looking it up. It doesn't take much to research. Family, I will dedicate the broadcast, and I want to get started. And we're going to hit on the UN all week long and false preachers and how the pulpit is fooling the people. I think that's pretty important. If you don't think it's important, well, gosh, I don't know what to tell you, you know. That's what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to expose the false preachers and expose the methodology they're using. I'm going to expose the UN this week and what is really going. Agenda 21, oh, that's just a drop in a bucket of the big picture. Agenda 21 is nothing, man. But when the first trumpet really blows at the mid-tribulation, the Antichrist has taken over, man, Agenda 21 is the last thing they're going to be worried about. See, I know this. But when is it going to happen? I have no idea. That's God's business. That ain't mine. It's not my business. Could be a decade. Could be the fall. Could be 2017 or whatever. People always come up with dates and all this nonsense. One of them's going to hit. But when it does, that's when you'll know. And when it happens, you say, oh, now I know. And that time, we say, well, here we go. It's not a matter of predicting. On September 23rd, 2017, it's going to happen. And what if it's 2000? What if it's 2018, 2016? What if it's, I don't know, September the 3rd or something? No, it's September the 17th, 2007. Who cares? When it happens, you'll know. Until then, live your life, not in fear, but live your life for the Lord. So what's going to come down to, you better get started now. One more thing I want to say. It seems like I always say there's one more thing that pops in my head right now. I've heard people actually, well, if they told me, I guess I heard it. People have told me, said, well, Tom, you know, I'm not going to worry about it. I said, okay. When I see God in the, when I see Jesus in the clouds, then I'm going to, I said, you got to be kidding me. When you see Jesus in the clouds, then you want to take me as your Savior? I said, no, man, that's too late then. When you see him in the clouds, if you see him in the clouds, I may see him and you may not. Number two, if you did see him in the clouds, it's way too late. It's like 0.0009 point something seconds too late, man. That's not the point. I go to a couple of coffee shops around here on a regular basis. I take my journal. I write stuff in. I drink coffee. I'm a regular there. Kind of a, here he comes, get the coffee pot, and here comes my journal. I start writing or drink coffee and conversate and then leave. That's a routine I do some places. Well, there's one place, Ruby Tuesdays, whatever, that I go in and I say hello to everybody and the bartender and the waitresses and all this and all that and discuss this, that, and the other. And there's a couple interested in the New World Order and all this. Well, you kind of get to know the waitresses and waiters, you know, and the bartenders and owners and all that. Found out a couple days ago that one of the ones I've said hello to several occasions got killed in a car accident, 23 years old or something. Poop, just like that, not there anymore. Then I saw a picture in the paper. Small picture in the middle of the paper, died in a car accident. You sort of get my point. When the day you die, that day, no matter whether it's early or old age or you know it's coming or cancer or something, or you just, you know, you're going to work, pick up your kid, and it's over. I don't mean to be, you know, getting negative about it, but family, it happens now. It happens. And when it happens to people you know, you know, it hits home. I had a stepdad died this past week, and that's, I've been dealing with it since Monday. I mean, since November. We knew it was going to happen eventually, but this was a preparatory thing. And passed away quietly on Monday, this past Monday, last week. When it hits home, it like, wow, you know, and I said, well, you know, now's the time to do a program for others, which is what I put on my website, on the archives of Bible study, about how to deal with grieving and death in particular. What happens to you when you die? I covered that on my broadcast and Bible study, that is, at 7:30 to 9 last week. You can find it there on my broadcast archives. But the point is, when you die, what happens? Well, one thing for sure happens. I'm not going to cover that right now, but what happens for sure, though, is your judgment has been determined. There's no, well, you know, 3 days of in limbo, God, I mean, present to you while I'm dead here and my spirit's in front of you, what I've done. It doesn't work that way. When you die, you're going to heaven or you're going to hell. Your body goes to sleep to be raised again whenever God wants to, rapture, whenever. Pre-trib, mid-trib, whatever, that's God's business. Nobody knows anyway. Everybody claims to. They write books about it, do YouTube videos, whatever. Nobody knows. They never come to a conclusion. When they do, they're always wrong. So why do it? If you get right with God now, right now, you ain't going to worry about it. You don't worry about Agenda 21. You got the coffins in Atlanta, Georgia. You got, don't eat that, you're going to die. Or, you know, you got little polka dots on your post office box or something. All this stuff. You got 500,000 troops, UN troops on the borders. Whatever. You know, if they're there, they're there. Bring it on. Let's do it, man. Let's get it done. Oh, whatever. Don't give me fear. The fear is eternal damnation. Now, that ought to be a fear. Now, that should be some serious concern. Notice I said the word, don't gloss over it. Notice I said the word eternal. Eternal. That's a long time. Because there is no time to it. Because it's eternal. So where do you want to spend that eternity? Don't mess with this. Don't play with this. There's no going back. Man, when you die and that spirit leaves that body, the body goes to sleep or wherever it goes, it's over. It's done. If you're not born again with Jesus Christ, accepted Him as your Savior, man, you're heading to hell. Freemasons, for you to do it, you got to renounce the blood oath, get out of the Freemasons. Good deeds will send you to hell. Good deeds don't get you anywhere but a hot seat. That's fact. Well, we use the King James Bible in our lodge. Okay, well, you better look at the King James Bible if you use it there, and look at the scripture that says hell is eternal, and the only way is by repentance, salvation through Jesus Christ. And that means you take no blood oaths, Matthew 5, 33, 37. That's slam dunk. And don't call them idle words, James 5. There are no idle words. And you don't say blood oaths to lie. That's got to be the nuttiest thing I've heard in my life. Educated people in the Freemasons, the Knights of Malta, Jesuits, whatever, they're supposed to be educated anyway, take a blood oath to lie. How is that? You swear to God to tell a lie and to hold secrets. How does that work? I can't figure that one out. Might be something you did when you got drunk in college, and you did. But as a responsible adult, you take a blood oath to lie? How does that work now? And you keep secrets from your families? Something's got to be wrong about that. For generations, it's been going on. Nobody's questioned it. That's not right. There's something wrong with that. Do good deeds, though, to gloss over it. That don't gloss over anything. Doing good deeds to gloss over evil is the same as having an old moldy cake. It's got worms and everything else in it, and put new icing on it you got yesterday and call it a cake. Well, cut into the cake and see what you get. A wormy cake with a lot of good icing on top, but the cake's wormy. I hate to be too graphic, but that's the best way I can get across to you what's going on. Jesus Christ is the only way. It's not an easy way. Not in this world as it is now. Oh, no. Family, we're going to be tested. Trials and tribulations are coming. You think God's going to let all this evil get by with nothing? You got another thing coming. You think He's going to let all these 700,000 children who disappeared, died, got murdered over the past year, every year, 700,000 plus children disappear? And a lot of these congressmen, CEOs, military commanders, kings and queens of these countries are into Luciferian agenda, satanic worship. Absolutely. Bohemian Grove. Man, Bohemian Grove, you had Nixon and Reagan there. You know, this is evil, man. Total evil. This is what the reality is. They sacrifice children, family. I got to tell you straight out. We sacrifice festival, all these witchcraft. You think God's going to let that go by with nothing? You got to be kidding me. Satan loses, and those who follow him are going to lose big time. Eternally. And there's nothing they can do. I mean, there's nothing. They can't hijack God's principles and His techniques, His methods, His knowledge. It's impossible. He already knows what they're going to do before they know they're going to do it. They got to be some kind of dumb. Because the created can never defeat the Creator. It is impossible. Yet they still try. I hope they hear my broadcast. Man, it's almost for them more than anybody, because they're the ones that need it the most. They can get out of it. Oh, they're going to pay if they get out. But that's the price you pay for man and Satan and the governments that are in charge right now, because Satan controls this world as allowed by God because of sin. When he comes back, he ain't going to have no more of that anymore. None of that anymore. A world government? Yeah. By a benevolent leader named Jesus Christ. And let me tell you one last thing. Yeah, I said that 10 minutes ago, didn't I? It won't be Sananda Emmanuel, or the alien, or ascended master, or the fallen angel named Raziel, who looks like Jesus Christ. We think it's Jesus Christ. It's not Jesus Christ. Jesus is coming. He looks more Arab than anything else. Brown skin, hair like wool. The one you're going to see in disclosure is not Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He's coming. There's no aliens out there either. And the preachers that say so, you better go back to schools of theology. Because what do you do with original sin if you have aliens, millions of worlds with aliens out there? What about original sin there? Did each world have its own Adam and Eve? Pray tell. Or are we the only cursed planet in the entire universe? Ask these questions to these people. Make them work. Make them explain it. Don't let them poo-poo it. Pin them down. Don't let them get away with not answering the questions. Lord, we come today before you in prayer. We pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray, Father, that you reveal to us today what you want us to talk about. Lord, that we share knowledge in our lives. That, Father, wherever we learn, we pass on, we look up, we study to be approved. Lord, guide me today that I tell the truth, that Lord, that I not falter. Lord, help me to be straight and narrow and understandable. Lord, we pray for those that who are loved ones that's departed. We pray for the families that's left. Father, to give them courage and use these tragedies in people's lives to bring them closer together. Father, we pray for that teenager in Rochester, in Greasetown, of Cassidy Gifford. That, Father, she is abducted from her home in Tenet Drive today. And, Father, we pray for her, Lord, to have some way that she can be released or somehow they'll find her. And, Lord, to protect her, if that be your will. Lord, we pray for her and her family comfort in this time of their fear. That, Father, you'll send the angels down there to protect her and to guide them to the place where she's at. Lord, we pray for others today throughout the world, Lord, to give them comfort, give them knowledge of the Lord, and use their tragedies to bring them closer to you. Lord, we pray for the day that Jesus Christ returns to this earth, that, Lord, then will begin the millennium. Father, to guide us through that time period, to keep us strong in the faith and the Word of God. Father, we pray for courage to be given to these preachers and priests and rabbis, and Father, they'll come out of their religions and, Father, start teaching the truth about Jesus Christ. We pray for that anointing, Father, to bring those anointed out, Lord, that they can start preaching. And Lord, we pray for our veterans. We pray for those, Father, that's been doused with those microchips in their body, and we pray for those that's under the control of the psychotropic drugs. And Father, to silence the voices in their head that's caused by this technology. To Father, through your Holy Spirit, you can destroy this technology. And Father, through your Holy Spirit, to render null and void the effects of these psychotropic drugs. And to set up divine appointments to lead them to Jesus. Father, we pray for children that's been abducted for this period of time and this occult period that's going on now. And those in the coming July and August, Lord, you protect those children being identified for abduction. That's going to be used in sacrifices and other rituals of this Wicca and satanic worship. And Father, to close down their worship, close down their sacrifices, and reveal who they are, Lord, at the highest level. We pray, Father, for healing of those, Lord, that's praying. We pray for answered prayers. That's why, Father, we pray our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from this evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. You know, I keep wanting to say in that prayer, explain that in Matthew's chapter 6:12, forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. It's the same thing as it's talking about in verse 14. It explains it in verse 14. For if you forgive men their trespasses, their sins, or their attacks against you, you might say, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, what they've done to you, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses, what you've done. So you can't hold any grudges at all and then expect God to forgive yours. Why would he do that? If you still hold grudges, who are you to hold grudges and Jesus forgives, then we're to forgive. Easier said, though, than done, I know. But it's something that must be done. They're preaching today, when they're preaching, I don't use the word preaching in a religious sense this time, but standing on soapboxes, using God's name and saying prayers, that we've got to have a revolution. Now, a lot of these people controlled opposition on YouTube. They say, he said, take up a sword. Wrong. He said, take up a sword, meaning the Bible, the scripture, not a sword like a gun. What are you going to do with it? Now, I believe in home protection. That's a secular part of me. But even then, you have to be aware of what you're doing. But this thing about revolution, armed revolution, if you're going to do something like that, you got to know what you're really up against. You better know your enemy if you're going to go that route. And is your soul secure with Jesus? If it is with the Holy Spirit, you're going to have a different thought. Now, I'm telling you realistically what's going on. Now, we can rah, rah, rah all you want. Four militia groups go out there and, you know, play Will the Wolverines or Rambo, whatever, all you want. But you don't think they haven't figured that out? You understand the technology they've developed? The satellite surveillance is beyond your imagination. 26 suicides per day. 26 suicides per day. Minimum 22 to 26 suicides per day of our veterans. That's just veterans. It's being orchestrated. You understand this? Voice-to-skull technology. Hypnosis while they sleep. Psychotropic drugs opens up the portals. Also establishes where's psychotropic drugs and vaccinations. Was designed to kill, to render them ineffective. That's the purpose of it. Well, I'm going to get there this week, today especially. You better know your enemy and what they've got planned. You don't think they've been using Iraq and Afghanistan since the 1990s as a testing ground? They used Vietnam as a testing ground with Agent Orange to develop cancer. That's the only purpose for it. The attack of the United States military began in 1950. That's a long time ago. They've had time to use. Corrupted vaccinations was what gave them the go for syndrome. Oh, I got a lot to talk about this week. You got to know your enemy. Oh, you're so negative. Really? You ever attended the G2 or S2 intelligence briefing? They tell you what the effects of the enemy is, what the weapons and morale and all this about intelligence estimate is given. It's what their strengths are. You got to know your strength of the enemy. And then, of course, you come up with a plan. That's the S3 or the G3 to minimize their strengths. But your realistic assessment of their strength This better be good. We don't have to worry about it. We have slingshots with metal ball bearings, and you go to a war and they got guns, you got a problem. If you've got sticks and they got arrows, you got a problem. You better know what weapons they have. And then you got to up one on them with strategy if it's better. Otherwise, you're going to lose. It's that simple. Did you know that the war between Japan and Russia in 1904 was pre-orchestrated? Did you know that they had a 100% chance of knowing who was going to win that war? Because the Rothschilds funded both sides. Same thing with our Civil War. Rothschilds funded both sides. Same thing with the Revolutionary War. Yeah, you get a pattern here? We never won World War I. We didn't win World War II. We just brought the Nazis over here. Operation Paperclip. That's a problem. If you won the war, the 10,000 Nazis should have been in containment camps, right? Or executed. No, Nuremberg trial. They did the Nuremberg trial. You got to be kidding me. Nuremberg trial. They had the Snuffy on Nuremberg trials. Old Snuffies. They brought the intelligence. Even Hitler came over in 1945-46 time frame. Family, the history books are worthless. Absolutely worthless. This is proven over and over. The only book you can depend on, literally, is the King James Bible. I mean, literally. This is not a religious show. This is about not religion. This is about reality. Well, some time ago, early 2000, thereabouts, WorldNet Daily reported a meeting that included the world's wealthiest entrepreneurs and Satanists. It was a secret meeting, and it started, and I'll explain who those people were shortly. This whole thing started in 1910. About control of America, actually before then, but 1910 was at Jekyll Island. Established the Federal Reserve System. McKinley knew about this control of the financial situation in the 1900s. And he was against it. He and a lobbying group, even though McKinley was bloodline to the Illuminati, McKinley was against their control of the financial system. And they had to kill him. Garfield was just a bad actor anyway. But McKinley was a good man. He was a Illuminati, but he went against their financial. He didn't like the idea. Matter of fact, a lot of the Astors were on the, was part of working with McKinley. They wanted to destabilize their financial control that they were setting up. The Astors were aboard the Titanic. You sort of getting the idea here. The Titanic had a lot of the Astors aboard, plus the lobbying group that was connected to McKinley. Anyway, look at up. Federal Reserve System. Was one of the largest criminal enterprises ever designed. It's not federal. It was a cabal of companies that put us in financial bondage by design. It resulted in the largest criminal enterprise ever designed in the history of man. They knew that's how they were going to control Americans, but they had to use this first. But since the meeting, but since then, there's a meeting in New York after. In this meeting in New York, the London Times identified, before 2009, a meeting identified seven participants. It was Bill Gates, David Rockefeller, Ted Turner, Oprah Winfrey, Warren Buffett, George Soros, who is kind of taking the place of Rockefeller right now because Rockefeller is losing a lot of power. He has to regain his power. He had to sacrifice his son. He had to sacrifice one of the CEOs. You understand what I'm saying here? Richard and his other Rockefellers that were connected to the company recently. They have to sacrifice a family member to gain power in the satanic realm. You didn't expect that, did you? That's how they do it. They have to kill a family member off to gain power in Satan's army. Those of you that know what I'm talking about, you can rest in it to know that's what exactly I'm talking about. Others, you're like, what? You got some research to do. George Soros and Michael Bloomberg. Well, they're worth, according to Forbes' list of billionaires, a net worth of $120 billion in that room when they had that meeting. The meeting was at the home of Paul Nurse. It was about early May, some many years ago. Paul Nurse was Nobel Prize-winning biochemist. Illuminati. Bill Gates called the meeting, of course, the murderer who covers the vaccinations. Each one has a certain agenda that they're assigned. The London Times reported the, quote, "The informed afternoon session was so discreet that some of the billionaire's aides were told they were at a security briefing," unquote. So, this meeting came after another secret meeting that was weeks before in Greece called the Bilderberg meeting. It naturally followed up a Bilderberg meeting, the Bilderberg group. They advocated a one-world government. From the day they were formed, they see themselves as serious as saviors of mankind. That's how they justify their evil. So according to the New York Times, each of these participants were given like 15 minutes to present their favorite causes, how they're going to do it, their participation. Keep in mind the Bilderberg Group have their meetings. Trilateral Commission has their meetings. Gorbachev Foundation has their meetings. UN, Council of Foreign Relations, Royal Institute of National Affairs, and Club of Rome have their meetings. Club of Rome is depopulation. Each one has an assignment of some sort. Then they come together as representatives of those I've just mentioned. Trilateral Commission, Gorbachev Foundation, UN, Bilderberg, Club of Rome, Royal Institute of National Affairs, and Council of Foreign Relations, I think I said that again, six or seven groups, called a round table. Carol Quigley talks about the round table groups. Carol Quigley inspired Bill Clinton, of course. Carol Quigley in Tragedy and Hope explains all about this. He was right up front. Anyway, once they come together, they form together into a round table, they call it. And then a round table collects all the information and suggestions and objectives, submits that to the Committee of the 300, which is the royal bloodline of the Illuminati, mostly Italian and German. A few Jews in there. Few Irish, all kinds of different ones. And they're all Luciferian and evil to the core. They plan the world revolutionary movement. And each generation, every time they meet, they check where they are in their plan. I'm going to get with details as we go along. Today is just part one. So go back to this one meeting with these five, seven I've just talked about. I'm getting ready to tell you who they are. They were deciding on some kind of umbrella cause to to harness their interests. And you know, the number one issue that they discussed was population control. Now, the predictions was that global population would top 7 billion by 2 years ago. This meeting was sometime before 2009. The Rockefellers were looking into eugenics and depopulation and lying to their own followers that there's a population problem. There's not. It's a lie. It's to justify the depopulation to a much lower level. Well, Zbigniew Brzezinski is a part of it. And to show you I'm not off just going off here and left and right, front and center, I can, some of you all know what I'm getting ready to do, don't you? I can just wacko tell you about it here.
All of human history, almost all of mankind, is politically awake.
Let's start over again. Here we go.
That for the first time in human history,
he's your national security advisor.
All of human history,
all along.
Almost all of mankind is politically awake. And these new and old major powers face still yet another novel reality, in some respects unprecedented. And it is that while the lethality of their power is greater than ever, their capacity to impose control
2008
over the politically awakened masses of the world is at a historical low. I once put it rather pungently, and I was flattered that the British Foreign Secretary repeated this as follows. Namely, in earlier times, it was easier to control 1 million people, literally. It was easier to control 1 million people than physically to kill 1 million people. Today, it is infinitely easier to kill 1 million people than to control 1 million people. It is easier to kill than to control.
Now, that's from a longer speech. Now, that'll give you warm fuzzies. His national security advisor goes back when, Lord knows, all the way to Jimmy Carter. Boy still alive, still around, advises Obama, all back to Jimmy Carter, who knows how far back. They helped form Al-Qaeda, helped fund it too, and still are. ISIS, that's all CIA, Mossad, they're all part working together. Come on now, y'all are not that naive to think that some kind of Islamic rival group is working by themselves. Please, tell me you're not. So, this Bill Gates, who needs to stick his nose back in the computers, but he's not. He's satanic, as all the rest of them are. Bill Gates outlined a plan that would cap the world population at 8.3 billion. Really? Yes, he did. So, really, there's a group of self-elected liberals. Conservatives are no better. The conservatives plan the war. The Republican group, Council of National Policy, under the Council of Foreign Relations, just as evil as the liberals. Look it up, Council of National Policy, and look at all the members. They're all liars, secret society members, bent on your destruction, every doggone one of them. And they lie. They get in front of the news. They get in front of TV, say comments that, oh, I love America, blah, blah, blah. The best pretenders ever seen. Look it up now, and look at the list of those members of it. Council of National Policy, CNP, secretive right-wing group under the Council of Foreign Relations, which is Illuminati in America. That is the Illuminati. That's just another name. A pig and a sow. Same thing. No pun intended. Anyway, so there's a group of self-elected liberals in this case with more money than most countries have. They decide who will live and who will die. So They'd have to draw up a plan to make sure this cap and maintained and actual reduction is really down to 500 million. See, the Rosicrucians have planned this hundreds of years ago to reduce the world's population to 500 million. That's almost three quarters. Interestingly enough, that's what the Bible says too. Isn't that interesting? There's a deeper plan than what I'm telling you now. It'd be dressed up as good for the good of mankind, so we can survive by reducing population. Some people just have to die. Yeah, they're lying too. You know, you can put a diamond necklace and lipstick on a pig and put little ribbons in the hair. You still got a pig, no matter how you call it. Family, we're in a matrix. We really are. It's not just movies and all that. The movies tell you what's going on with a little bit of Hollywood to it. We are in a matrix. When you landed at birth, you came into a hot, what we call in the Marine Corps, a hot LZ. The day you were born, until Jesus Christ comes back, Satan is prince of this world. It's in the Bible. He's God of this world, but he's not king. It is a supernatural war that we're in, actually. We're in a matrix. There's no way around it. You'll have to wash your mind clean of the brainwashing and that we've all been subjected to by the government. Our government, European government, worldwide government. There's no escaping it. It's controlled public schools and churches and re-educate ourselves is the only way you can do it. You say, well, I don't believe you about the schools. And I'll say, really? And I'll say, well, let me give you some evidence. First of all, Brock Prysholm, director of the United Nations World Health Organization, he expressed his typical globalist view when he stated in 1946 to 48, he said, and I quote, to achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas. Unquote, Brock Chrisholm. And you know what else that boy said before he left the United Nations World Health Organization in 1946 to 53? He also said that once they, talk in reference to the control of the Illuminati of the United, of the world, once they have total control to use atheistic communism, Zionism, intellectualism, all other isms, even Islam, to a certain point, nations will be merged into an international state. Well, that be the case, here's what he said, once they crown a king of this, quote, William G. Carr, Red Fog Over America, 1955, the agent tour of the Illuminati will next proceed to eradicate racial characteristics by mixing the black, red, yellow, and white races. This experiment has already been carried out on a large scale. Dr. Brock Chrisholm, quote, has advocated on the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation that, quote, by mixing the races, all racial problems would disappear, unquote. And then the next step, quote, in the diabolical plan would be to render the masses docile and obedient to their masters. This is to be accomplished by mass medication. Experiments along these lines have been conducted extensively since 1900 A.D., as was told previously. Fluoridation fits perfectly in this phase of this conspiracy. That was fluoridation back in the 1900s, practiced on the Jews and the concentration camps by Hitler, who was Roman Catholic, by the way. The ultimate way of mass medication is not only after drugs, but the biometric chip that goes on your skin. We're back to education. Talking about the education that we've been brainwashed along since day one from Masonic educational facilities that goes back to 1908. In 1930, Charles Francis Potter said, and I quote, "Education is thus the most powerful ally of humanism, and every American public school is a school of humanism," unquote. Charles Francis Potter, 1930. You say, well, that's 1930. I say, okay. Well, how about a little continuity here? Let's talk about 1989. Fast forward. Georgia Ann Geyer, syndicated columnist, she said, under the Clinton administration, she said, and I quote, "The percentage of Marxist faculty numbers can range from an estimated 90% in some Western universities," unquote. And Roger Kimball was an educator. He said, and I quote, "With a few notable exceptions, our most prestigious liberal arts colleges and universities have installed the entire radical Marxist and humanist menu at the center of the humanities curriculum at both undergraduate and graduate levels," unquote. I got dozens of other quotes about this. Our education system since 1908 has been set up under Masonic control to brainwash the public in this matrix. Slam dunk. Now, this matrix, the government's control of public schools and churches, and re-educated. We need to re-educate ourselves away from this. Get out of the matrix. You're going to have a choice to make, a choice of accepting Jesus, really, how to survive life in the matrix. The life in the matrix, however, is temporary. Y'all understand the impact of what I've just said. There will be a choice to be made to accept Jesus or to survive in the matrix. What does it mean, survive in the matrix? Put on your digital tattoo and give your allegiance to Satan, Lucifer. That's documented in their own planning, in their own reports. Albert Pike, when he planned World War III back in 1873, it's going to come down to that letter he wrote to Manzini. Talks about World War III. It's planned in 1873. It's going to come down to that. In this matrix, nothing is real. However, the mind has been conditioned to believe it is real. Now, this matrix is definitely far too big to defeat it. People say, well, we'll come together, we'll fight, we'll... Really? Well, right now, they got the blacks against the whites against the whites and blacks against the Hispanic. You got Chinese in their own little corner somewhere or another. Chinese owns most of America now through the debt, through foreign trade zones. You got 26 suicides per day of our troops. You want to reassess that? More of us than them. You're divided by religion. You're divided by race. You're divided by financial control. You're divided because the people want to keep their jobs and keep their mouth shut. So don't say anything. You're going to come together, huh? Somebody better do some better planning what they're doing. You better know what you're up against. It's a spiritual war we're fighting, actually. They're going to wipe out the Chinese and the Russians. They don't know that yet. They have to find out the hard way. While they're over here kind of corral Americans and gun control and all that, they're going to be over there killing off their own families, killing off the Chinese families. Chinese soldiers don't know that yet. It's going to happen. And the same thing with the Russians. The old Roman Empire is going to rise up again. And that does not include Russia and China. They'll find out the hard way about the judgment that's coming. We haven't the means or the supernatural intelligence to beat those in control right now, except through spiritual warfare. Doesn't mean you still don't try. And by praying, fasting, stopping legislation, delaying their bills that they're trying to pass, coming together like, there's different ways of doing these things. America's a society of functionally uninformed citizens who live only day to day to check to check. That's the majority, really. Three quarters or more of Americans don't have any clue what we're talking about today. If somebody's listening today, they're going to be gone. They're not going to listen to my broadcast. They're going to like, what in the world is he talking about? You know, no matter how educated they are. People know just bits and pieces and parts. They're not putting things together. The education system has always been based on humanism. And humanism is a religion of the Antichrist and Satan. The Illuminati families, it's in charge of the Matrix. They represent the most powerful and intelligent humans on Earth. Listen carefully to what I'm getting ready to tell you. What they do is they look for and create at the same time gifted children who are courted, brought up with scholarships, money, and eventually memberships in the secret societies. That's what it's all about. They're introduced to very persuasive intellectuals, and they convince these young, gifted people, that children, that is them and is their place and their duty to be part of this, the elite. And for now, who rules the world? The world's population. That's how they pull people in for a benevolent cause. It's not at all. And while they do this, because they say that the rest of the world's population is just too stupid to make decisions for themselves, so they say, that's how they convince them, you're just so much smarter than everybody else, we really need you to further mankind. You see how they do this? Build them up with all these rewards. But when the new world order, as their planning process dictates, it's officially and openly in control. Only the extremely intelligent will be allowed to propagate their controlled population and birth. They give children the ability to play the piano, the DNA, before they're even born. They can manipulate DNA in all kinds of different ways. They even clone in ways, four different ways. Everyone else will be sterilized or murdered through staged pandemics used to eliminate excessive population. Do you understand what I've just said? Did you know the HPV vaccination is designed to sterilize your children from between 9 and 12 years old? Do you know that once they get it after 12 or 13, it puts HCG in their body? So by the time they're 21 or so, they still got the HCG there already. Then they get pregnant. They get married, get pregnant, whatever. HCG is produced because of the pregnancy. What happens? There's a clash in the system. Causes a miscarriage. Sometimes they can't have births after 2, 3, 4, 5 years trying. Not counting, it's already killed over 144 girls with HPV. France, India, and Japan have stopped using the HPV vaccine because of the damage it causes. It's in the tens of thousands in America. But not in other countries. You know why? Because they've stopped using it. Now, why can't people get together and say, wait a minute, we don't like this? And you come together, and there's where you take action. You band together and stop this vaccination. You can't trust the doctors. They're under a blood oath of Freemasonry. Or you can't trust a lot of the nurses because they are in the Wicca or Eastern Stars. They're under a blood oath to lie. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not politically correct ever. Never have been. It's cost me quite a bit. But I will not concede. Never have and never will. Until I'm dead. That's how I see it. It's non-negotiable. When they say that everyone else will be sterilized, I've just told you one way they're going to do it. By HPV vaccine, and it's working. Now, listen to me carefully, every foreign revolution, the world wars, the depression, prohibition, Korea, Vietnam, the Middle East conflicts, and influenza epidemics during World War I even, was planned and orchestrated by these people to include the suicide that's going on 26 per day of our troops is being orchestrated. Every foreign revolution. And that's proven. I told you a little bit about it a little while ago. Rothschilds funded both sides of the Japanese and Russian war in 1904, bringing Lenin. Made sure Russia failed because the South Rothschilds that funded the Russians pulled their money out. They said, nope, we can't help you no more. You're not going to win a war without resupply. You're going to die. That brought in Lenin. Vladimir Lenin. Then when that happened, the target was the Romanov family by the Rothschilds since 1860s. That's how they did it. They eliminated the samurai warriors to get rid of the feudal system and bring in the capitalization of Japan after 1870s, 1880s, to set them up to be a world power militarily, cut their teeth on China, and went on into Russia. It was all planned out by the Rothschilds, who were German. B-A-U-E-R, Bauer was their previous name. Yeah, buddy. The hunger and famine is orchestrated. Droughts are orchestrated. Heavy rains destroy crops through HAARP. They seeded the skies in Vietnam, practicing weather control. Vets can tell you that. It's been going on for 40, 50 years or more. So it's almost silly when you hear people on the Miss America pageant or other places or congressmen saying, I want to end world hunger. The famine is actually being orchestrated. You don't think God's not going to judge this world when you got seven people. It was in this meeting, seven people that I mentioned. They have more money than most countries have. Bill Gates, David Rockefeller, Ted Turner, Oprah Winfrey, Warren Buffett, George Soros, and Michael Bloomberg. Just that seven. Seven. I'm not going to call them magnificent either. Seven. How much they could resolve the famine issue? Just say, it's just seven. There'd be no famine. It's called depopulation plan, family. Now, here we're getting a little sticky here. Police officers, sheriffs, and deputies, and U.S. military personnel and families will not escape this mass genocide. All will be compelled to take the death vaccine that I'll talk about in a minute, along with the general public. It's all been planned out. There was a congressional record that I did some research of some researchers that found this congressional record in the 1930s that brought together by an expert in counterintelligence hired by the British Parliament. The report detailed a plan or method to be employed by Parliament and the United States government for the complete takeover and destruction of the United States representation form of government in the 1930s. Now, I know also from other research I've done, I said, man, that's kind of weird. I don't know about that. Until I read in completely unrelated research plan, research I did, that in 1924 to 1927, there was an investigation in the Canadian Customs and Excise Service just right before 1930. The Canadians did an investigation in the corrupt Customs and Excise Service activities and the ramifications of illegal traffic and trade through the Dominion of Canada. And a Mr. H.H. Stevens, who was Member of Parliament for Vancouver, he was appointed the Royal Commission to investigate. They found evidence to prove, subsequent to this corruption investigation, in addition to that, they found, look what we found, plans to destroy the United States and Canada's nations. And the evidence was presented before the Royal Commission in early 1920s during an investigation, and talks about it in William G. Carr's book, Red Fog Over America, 1955. That confirmed for me the existence of this other research I found about that 1930s report. It's slam dunk, family. Now, this report that we're talking about here was supposedly sent to our Congress for review, and then there was an argument from certain members of Congress who insisted that the report be recorded as top secret. And this is out of fear of being of reprisal of the American people, should the Americans ever discover its existence. Of course, we were too busy back then with the Depression. Mm-hmm. Click the dots. Now, the opposition members of Congress argued that the American people are functionally illiterate and too preoccupied with their own personal comfort to be concerned about what we do, unquote. Now, this report was reportedly entered to an open record of Congress and was never discussed or never discovered until the year 2002. They kept it hidden. And supposedly, I'd love if someone could find it. I'm still looking for it. There was a plan entitled How to Reduce the Population of the United States. Well, long story short, their answer was mass medication. It was mass vaccinations to cure a fictitious pandemic. The conclusion would be mass vaccinations to cure a fictitious pandemic. Now, I also found that former President Bush, y'all, he signed legislation that deferred and eliminated the FDA mandatory product testing. It defers and eliminates the disclosure of possible dangers to the public. Defends and eliminates civil liability on the part of the FDA and the pharmaceutical company. I know they've been putting microchips in pills. I know that in the 1950s, the CDC confirms that they were putting cancer cells created in the laboratory into polio vaccines of the baby boomers in 1952 to 54. Well, that's kind of ugly, of 98 million Americans. That's not a good thing. But they've admitted that. Now, it's said, we'll say, in certain circles, that at around 2009, President Obama, he's just one of the ones going back to FDR, all of them, all the way back to Will Wilson, are a bunch of liars. All of them. Every one of them. Except for Lincoln, who wasn't a Freemason, and McKinley, and JFK, who wasn't a Freemason. And they all three have something in common. And so, President Obama, who's going to put the icing on the cake, as he's told to do, he's expected to order a mass vaccination for a fictitious swine flu pandemic in the fall of 2009. I got from one source, a reliable source. And that the vaccine to be used actually contained small amounts of bird guano. Bird guano. Bird crap. It's a substance known to cause serious illness and death in several tests. It killed the lab animals, by the way, that were injected. If you go into the protocols learned out of the Zion, which is the Illuminati Jesuit plan for depopulation and control, goes back to 1776, actually. If you go to chapter 15 of the protocols, Freemasons, if you actually do that, and you check chapter 15, chapter XV, Roman numeral XV, X-ray Victor, you will find that once the Great White Brotherhood of Illuminati, actually above the Illuminati, it's a hierarchy above the Illuminati even, once they have total control of the world governments, they're going to start the elimination of all Freemasons. They won't need you anymore. They're lying to you when they tell you they're going to let you be the saints of the next world. It's not going to happen. They're going to kill you and your families. And so they say that all Masons who know too much will be executed. It's in this plan. Go read it yourself. Quote, and all those below will die as if by some illness, unquote. Mm-hmm. Isn't that something, MHM? Mm-hmm. Well, this is all documented. That's what they're talking about. Now, a particular scientist also suggested that most of the soldiers who died in the Middle East died from these vaccinations. No one's talking about it, though. Pat Tillman was murdered. The SEAL sniper Kyle was murdered by MKUltra. And the SEAL that killed Bin Laden, Bin Laden been dead since 2001 anyway. Benir Bhutto confirms this 2007, a David Frost interview. Bin Laden was killed by Omar Sheikh. At least before 2007. The SEALs didn't kill Bin Laden. He'd been dead a long time. But they killed those SEALs. They're killing a lot of our military. 26 suicides per day. They don't want people to know. People who've died of swine flu died because they were vaccinated with the vaccine that was planned to be given to the American population in the fall of 2009. Plus half the world population. We escaped at 2009. You don't think God's not working? The World Health Organization was expected to declare a pandemic and request that President Obama and Congress to order mandatory vaccinations. Now you know why they have armed security in your schools, don't you? To protect the school from the families that want to get their kids out of there when they start the mass vaccination. What I've told you is something they don't want you to know. That's the reason for that false flag, Sandy Hook, to justify putting security in your schools. For their protection? Yeah. Protect the schools from the parents coming in and being, from taking your kid out when they start the mass vaccinations. If you refuse to take the death vaccine, you'll be arrested as a terrorist, sent to an internment camp. As a terrorist, no one's permitted a lawyer, hearing, or a judge. Family, they've already started arresting parents that come in to use their testing it out. They're bringing felons in. 185,000 felons are being trained and released on the public. And y'all don't know it. Under the multi-jurisdictional task force criteria to become the private security. When they get rid of other police, they're going to take over. But those of you that are involved in this, they're going to kill you too. As if they're listening. But anyway. So, the World Health Organization is owned by and under the direction of Rockefeller and Rothschild families. The new Patriot Act passed by Congress after 9/11 handles this part as a terrorist. It's all planned out. Police officers, sheriff's deputies, U.S. military personnel and their families will not escape this mass genocide. It's been planned all along. Now, what they're going to do then is to install another police authority called the American Police Force that will replace police, sheriff, and deputies and military. Bill Clinton's already talked about it. Obama's talked about it. I've been telling y'all about it for 5 years, about the felons that are going to be taken out. This is what Hitler did in the 1940s, early 30s, late 30s. Use felons. It's the best pool because they control them. They're obedient to the ones that released them. And they're given carte blanche to do what they want to do. What they don't realize is they're going to be replaced by the young ones being brought up under the education system to be brainwashed. This is how they plan it. They will not succeed. Now, here's the point I need to tell you before I continue on. Is these plans, I'm telling you what they're doing, they're not going to succeed at. You all don't forget that there is one called Jesus Christ that's coming. There's nothing they can do to stop him. Not one thing. And when the first trumpet sounds, actually be before then, when the World War III, the second seal is opened, man, all bets are off. They lose. Guaranteed. But there's going to be tribulation. There's going to be souls under the altar of those who accept Jesus Christ. Get ready. Because God's going to remember his son on the cross. God's going to remember everybody rejected Jesus Christ. God's going to remember all these children been murdered. You think they're going to get away with it? No, sir, they're not. All these wars have been orchestrated, planned before 1873. All of them of the 20th century, all of them been planned. And then written by the ones that won or that planned it. You think they're going to get away with this? No, sir. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, and there's no way around it. There's nothing they can do to stop it. What can you do? Well, what you're doing is need to do more of. You know, slow them down, pray against it, and all this. They say the prayers of a righteous man avails much. So they try to keep as many unrighteous as they can. You see how it works? This is a real game being played. To keep you all in fear and uptight, out of control, worried about your next meal and all this. No, I don't want to lose my job. On the secular world, this is really what's going on. But anyway, they will be using army personnel, the USSR and China, other countries, felons. That's well-trained, the Christian Identity Program. ADL has trained them. ADL has done a nationwide training for our military, nationwide training for our police. Why is ADL doing the training nationwide? Why is that? Nobody said a word about it. Not a word. Ron Paul's, none of them. They're all part of this anyway. The armies are now occupying former military bases in each state that was closed down under the guise of budget cuts, thanks to Billy Bob Clinton. Now you know why. Fort Dix in New Jersey now occupies a battalion of the Russian Army, or did at one time. Other states have others. Singapore, soldiers, Islamic soldiers in Dearborn, in Detroit. They're already here. Some of the military bases have been closed down and converted into internment camps. Halliburton was hired by the federal government to modify the bases and install security buildings. The technology they use to get rid of bodies is way beyond furnaces. But these camps are expected to receive thousands of American citizens who refuse to take the death vaccine. Homeland Security is in charge of these camps. They've been training personnel to man these facilities since 9/11. One bit of information was the personnel have been told that anyone committed in their custody are members of a homegrown terrorist organization expected to inflicting biological warfare upon America. So that is what they're told. They're not told they're innocent. So the innocent people shot or interned will be blamed for the planned mass genocide being committed by our own satanic government leaders. And in Europe as well. They're trying to fill these internment camps. But the members of the press continue to follow orders by not reporting anything. When aware of the group of researchers have been able to determine members of Congress, the bar, federal, police, or families protected and exempt from these vaccinations, they'll get them. And even the members of the press will be forced to submit to this vaccine the same as everyone else. I have found it goes back to 1915. In 1915, congressional records, is that high enough for you? Congressional record? Not tabloid. I'm talking about congressional record. It proves a conspiracy between the powerful business and media interest. Did you know that in March 1915, the same year that I think Samuel Bush was involved in forming the War Industries Board, the forerunner of the military-industrial complex, in the same year, 1915, in March specifically, quote, it says in congressional records, the J.P. Morgan interest, steel, shipbuilding, and powder interest, and subsidiary organizations got together 12 men high up in the newspaper world, employed them to select the most influential newspapers in the United States, sufficient number of them to control generally the policy of the daily press of the United States. Break. Council of Foreign Relations wasn't formed yet. Mm-hmm. Continuing, quote, congressional records. They found it was only necessary to purchase the control of 25 of the greatest papers. An editor was furnished for each paper to properly supervise and edit information regarding the questions of, get this, preparedness, militarism, financial policies, and other things of national and international nature considered vital to the interests of the purchasers. This policy also included the suppression of everything in opposition to the wishes of interest served, unquote, congressional records. Uh-huh. See how it works? So in 1921, that control from J.P. Morgan was passed on to the Rockefellers when they formed the Council of Foreign Relations. In 1950s, the Chicago Tribune, they did a pretty good job. They escaped that control, and they got out some good information on the Council of Foreign Relations and reporting. They shut that down after 1950s. To make sure it didn't happen again. Chicago Tribune, 1950, said, and I quote, the members of the council, as foreign relations, should look at their hands. There's blood on them, the dried blood of the last war. and that's World War II, and the fresh blood of the present one, the Korean War, unquote. They had a lot to say, the Chicago Tribune, in that period. They shut it down, though, when they got some of these reports out, telling the truth. Now, you remember when I said, just a little while ago, about the death vaccines? Even the press would be forced to submit to death vaccines, as everybody else would be. Well, I said, well, I need something else. I need to know something else about this 2009 plan they had. So I went looking somewhere else. And I found something else. In that fall, that they were planning on this fake pandemic, unrelated to my source of what I just told you the past 30 minutes, look what I found. 24 October 2009. Article. Paul Harris in New York, The Observer. Saturday, 24 October 2009. Article titled is Obama Declares National Emergency as U.S. Swine Flu Deaths Hit 1,000? Unquote. President Barack Obama has declared a national emergency in America as swine flu deaths reached 1,000 in Britain. Meanwhile, 122 people have died, and cases of swine flu have more than doubled in the past 7 days. The flu, which has spread throughout much of the world and raised global alarm, has caused the death of more than 100 children in the U.S. alone. It's widespread in 46 of America's 50 states. Say what? Where was I, sleeping or something? Continuing, however, the White House said the declared emergency was a largely precautionary step aimed at allowing medical officials to bypass certain federal regulations in the event of a genuine disaster, unquote. Anyone ever heard of the Posse Comitatus Act? Yeah, buddy. A national emergency, 2009, swine flu lie. Right there it was, man. I found it. They tried to do that. They were going to do it, and something happened. Kate, don't they know that God's in control and it's not going to happen until he allows it to? Are they that dumb up there? Now, what if they had really went through with this in 2009 and declared a national emergency? I mean, George Bush set up the John Warner National Defense Authorization Act. FDR, that liar and cheat and murderer. FDR, back in the 1940s, had the War Powers Act. Him with Churchill and Japanese elite planned Pearl Harbor in the 1920s. That's correct. So, what would happen? What would happen if they declared a national emergency? Anybody know? What would have happened if the Obama mama, and I feel disrespect for all of our presidents because they're all part of this agenda, every doggone one of them. What would have happened if they had have done that? Well, let's let Congress tell you. You're tired of hearing me talk, aren't you? Well, let's bring a little bit of actual testimony. What would they do?
Reagan was elected to the presidency. He installed Louis Giafrida as head of FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Giafrida was an old cold warrior from Reagan's California days whose specialty was suppression of unrest and dissent. Giafrida, North, and George Bush began to turn FEMA into an instrument of domestic anti-terrorism.
You're dealing with a group of people in the Reagan administration who equated political dissent with treason and who cannot differentiate between emergency procedures, which I think everyone agrees are necessary, and suppressing political dissent. And with North and Poindexter and Casey, you had a group of people who saw Americans who disagree with them as the enemy.
Colonel North, in your work at the NSC, were you not assigned at one time to work on plans for the continuity of government in the event of a major disaster?
Mr. Chairman,
I believe that question touches upon a highly sensitive and classified area, so may I request that you not touch upon that, sir?
I was particularly concerned, Mr. Chairman, because I read in Miami papers and several others that there had been a plan developed by that same agency, a contingency plan in the event of emergency that would suspend the American Constitution. And I was deeply concerned about it and wondered if that was the area in which he had worked. I believe that it was.
I most respectfully request that that matter not be touched upon at this stage. If we wish to get into this, I'm certain arrangements can be made for an executive session.
And tragically, the only member who got close was Jack Brooks, and he was stopped by the church.
Now, you see how they keep things quiet, y'all? Now, you know that Oliver North is a Knights of Malta member. Did you know that also Rick Joyner is a Knights of Malta member? Did you know that General Boykin, alleged patriot, which he is absolutely not, is a member of the Knights of Malta? Okay? Leonard Horowitz is a Knights of Malta. Mandela, that murderer, he's a Knights of Malta. Couldn't tie the shoes of Martin Luther King, who's a real man of peace. Mandela is a murderer. He was protected in prison. He wasn't kept there and turned. He's protected. He's a man. He was a Knights of Malta. What's Rick Joyner got to say about it?
So things are getting nutty in D.C., and people are concerned about our Constitution and whether or not, you know, we're maintaining the integrity of our Constitution, right?
Absolutely.
Well, Rick Joyner, Pastor Rick Joyner of the Morningstar Ministries, he's genuinely concerned about the disregard for our Constitution, which is why he's praying for God to manufacture a military takeover of the United States government. On a recent TV episode, you know, it's funny, but it's not funny because he's really serious. And he's connected up with some, like, military people. He said this: "There's no way our republic can last much longer. It may not last through Obama's second term. There's a glib, almost joyful disregard of the Constitution, a belittling of the Constitution. We're headed for serious tyranny," is what he says. So, Pastor Joyner, please tell us what we can do. I'm concerned about our Constitution, too. What can we do to save it? Let's see what he has to offer.
The kingdom of God is coming. And America is not the kingdom of God. We're not the new Jerusalem. I think we've been used in some wonderful and powerful ways by God. We've been one of the most generous nations in history. We've done so much good. And that's why I appeal to the Lord. Don't let us be totally destroyed. Please raise up those who will save us. And as I started telling friends for a long time, that no election's going to get the right person in there that can restore us, because the system is so broken, so undermined right now, the whole system. I believe our only hope is a military takeover, martial law, and that the crucial, most crucial element of that is who the marshal is going to be. I believe there are noble leaders in our military.
Well, I hope God is watching his little TV station there.
I'm shocked that he would ask for specifically a military takeover. Oftentimes their messages are slightly more subtle.
And even more specifically, he says, "I believe that there are noble leaders in our military that love the republic, love everything that we stand for, and they could seize the government." And what's important to him, as he said, is who those people are within the military. So who might those noble marshals be, Pastor Joyner? Well, Rick Joyner is the president of the Oak Initiative, which is, their own website describes them as a grassroots movement to unite, mobilize, equip, and activate Christians. And among the ministers and Christian lobbyists that comprise the 14 board member of the Oak, listed directly below the chair and the president is retired Army General Jerry Boykin. And this is how Boykin is described in the Oaks Initiative own website. Lieutenant General Boykin was one of the elite warriors chosen in 1978 to make up the first unit in America's ultra-secretive and deadly Delta Force. That's who I want as part of my Christian army.
That's unbelievable. You know, what the hypocrisy here is just egregious, right? So one of the Ten Commandments is thou shalt not kill, period. It's not thou shalt not kill unless it's convenient to our political agenda. It's unbelievable, especially to have people that have essentially trained to kill others on their board and on their team.
Besides the fact of the hypocrisy of they're so concerned about the Constitution that they want to usurp the Constitution. So on a recent show, General Boykin and Pastor Joyner discussed the excitement that the end times were near and that the only thing that needs to happen in order for the end times is for a prophecy to take place, Isaiah's prophecy of the destruction of Damascus, Syria. So they're like
super excited about the destruction.
They're geared up. Yeah. Oh, goody, grab the popcorn, you know. End days are coming, but not before Joyner and Boykin elicit God's help to save the Constitution by suspending the Constitution.
Okay. Well, there you have it in your own words. That's against Romans 13. Chuck Baldwin, all the rest of them. Revolution? No. Jesus Christ was never a revolutionary. Mankind was the revolutionary, going against God's commandments. We're the revolutionaries. Humans are. Not Jesus Christ. You see. So Chuck Baldwin and all the rest of them say, well, Jesus Christ is a revolutionary. No, he wasn't. Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego were revolutionaries. No, they weren't. It's mankind that's revolutionary. Revolting against God. They got it backwards because they have an agenda. Now, the testimony of North and Jack Brooks bringing all that out. I don't know about FEMA now. That was 1980s, that testimony. Well, give or take, 10 or 12 years before the testimony, Richard M. Nixon planned a military takeover, military coup, working with a good friend of his named General Cushman of the Marine Corps. Saddens me to say, but I will say it, even though I'm a U.S. Marine, former 12 years as an officer. I love my Marine Corps. I love my country and all this and all that. But I have to tell the truth. So General Cushman, working with Nixon, were planning a military coup of the U.S. government even then. As a matter of fact, Richard M. Nixon signed Executive Order 11647, February the 10th, 1972. Executive Order 11647 divided the United States 10 federal regions. Everything is 10. They were to cooperate for our own elimination on the transition to the New World Order. FDR was planning the same darn thing, working with Hitler. Yes, you heard me correctly. And Churchill. Churchill was the Knights of Malta. Hint, hint. Planned the destruction of Britain and France in the sixth phase, which will allow Hitler to sweep in over the Atlantic into Canada, sweep Midwest through Canada, come south and split the United States in half, and the Japanese were supposed to have taken over Pearl Harbor, but that all went to pot. That's another story. It all fell through. It didn't happen the way they'd planned it. Nothing's new under the sun. So in 1972, Executive Order 11647 divided the United States into 10 regions. Look it up. It's there. Five states each, one governor, and one U.N. regional administrator per region. And then further, Executive Order by Nixon, 11731, in July 23rd, 1973, about 5 or 6 months later. And the Executive Order, 11495, to be able to take over all the government agencies by Nixon. they were going to assassinate Spiro Agnew in September 72. At the Republican convention in San Diego, that's another story. And then at that point, declare martial law by 73. Well, guess what? In 1978, when this operation failed to happen again, they had to sweep it under the carpet in 1978 and rescind the orders. And now you know about G.F. Frieda, Oliver North, Reagan, Nixon working together for Operation Northwoods. They never stop. So all they did was take Executive Order 11647 and moved it into the FEMA transition plan. It's there. Exactly. Every state right down to the region 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. With office locations. Why, North Carolina is region 4, y'all. And you know what the office location is? Atlanta, Georgia. And region 5 was Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Minnesota, Ohio, Wisconsin. Office location, Chicago. And region 8, Colorado, Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, Utah, and Wyoming. Office locations in Denver. It's all there. All they did was move it. When the operation didn't work, they just moved it right along. Now, so you can see why the plastic coffins are really probably going to be used. But all they're going to have is bodies in them. The souls won't be there. You didn't expect that, did you? You see, now you see why I emphasize the supernatural. All they have is bodies, and the bodies won't stay in there very long. Don't matter whether they've cremated them or cut the heads off or whatever. It doesn't make a lick of difference. God will bring them back together in the judgment. The bodies will be brought together. If those at the highest level think that evil created this world, they got to be some kind of stupid hierarchy. God created this world. Sin was brought in this world because mankind had that free will. But you had to have free will in order to love God unconditionally. God knew this was going to happen. That's why there's 365 prophecies in the Old Testament of a coming Messiah. It's all been worked out. Oh, I got an update. Goodness gracious. I just got an update. Wow. Just now. That girl we prayed about, I just been told that she is found in a nearby town. She got away. Still, after abductor in car, Amber Alert has been canceled. I'll be darned. Well, anyway, I just got that alert just 2 seconds ago. Anyway, so back to what I was talking about. Family, get with God. Get through Jesus Christ. Quit playing around with this. Get away from that TV and the stupid golf and basketball and all this nonsense. Just sit there and just watch it. Sit there and dip and duck, watching it. Watching it. Golf, whatever. Family, it's keep you all busy. To keep you all busy. That's what it's all about. It's not just me. I'm trying to warn people the best I can. You know, I try to get my messages out. I don't make any money on this at all. I do this for free. I research. When I'm not sleeping, I'm researching. Or writing in my journal, drinking a cup of coffee. It's what I do. Sometimes I'll take time off, but not often, very seldom. And all my whole agenda, my agenda, is to warn people. And I do it for free. I don't want anything from this. If people send me something, fine, but I don't even have anything on my website. Nothing, no way. I don't care. All I care about is getting the truth out. But people are tied up and busy and all kinds of nonsense going on. Now, have they done it? Well, Orson Welles talks about that. Illuminati. George Orwell, 1984. He says, and I quote, "Football, beer, and above all gambling filled up the horizon of their minds. To keep them in control was not difficult," unquote. George Orwell also said, quote, "In a time of universal deceit, telling the truth becomes a revolutionary act," unquote. And you know the only people that get mad at you for speaking the truth? You know, those people who are living a lie. And those people who live this lie, they're already dead. When you live in a fantasy, do I have to explain that? I shouldn't have to. They will not be able to carry through until God allows them to. They're looking for a worldwide pandemic caused by the vaccinations. Mass depopulation plan. When will it happen? I don't know when. I ain't concerned about it. Except to announce it to people. Why? So people will be thinking about taking Jesus as their Savior. That's what the bottom line is. And this is not a religious show. I have very little to do with religion. It's about Jesus Christ. And the only true word is through the King James Bible. And that's with evidence. How can people keep ignoring this doggone evidence? Because there's no professor at Harvard of theology. You got to be kidding me. It's a joke. As I've just proven. Because all the colleges are humanist, socialist. That means they're biased. That means they're anti-God. Since when? 1908. That's when. Till now. And tomorrow. That means their books are worthless. Their classes are worthless. Literally, family. You know, the Boy Scouts was created by the Freemasons. A. Truat talks about child abuse within the Freemasonry. Excuse me. Well, that was a Freudian slip, in the Boy Scouts. But notice they go up as high as what's called Order of the Arrow. Back up a little bit, Eagle Scout. Congressman Banaz here. I used to be an Eagle Scout. I did this. Yeah, everybody's Eagle Scout. They pick the best of the best. You get the point here? And then they go to the Order of the Arrow. They take your children out there that's the best of the best and higher level than Eagle Scout, Order of the Arrow. They go out and play Indian for a while, and they actually trade the blood. They do all kinds of stuff out there. It's real secretive. Don't you kid go out of that nonsense. It's ritualistic. It is satanic. It's like Bohemian Grove, watered down. They're to pick the best of the best so they can use them and brainwash them. That's what it's for. To make you feel better than everybody else, therefore we can abduct you into our organization and we'll have you lead. Me? Yes, you. Oh, yeah. You see how it works? And they got them hooked. Then over a period of time of brainwashing, they lose their humanity. They separate them from their families, mentally and emotionally. Bring them into colleges, give them scholarships and all this. It was just, Nobel was the Illuminati. Rhodes Scholarship is only for the globalists. Look it up, every bit of it. Y'all getting the point here? I've done my research. I'm trying to warn even the bad guys in this thing that they're going to get stomped by their own people. And they don't know it yet. They got the Masons all tied up in this apron thing. All these doodads and dangly things on them and all these symbols. And they say each degree, past the fourth degree and up. I know we told you this at the third degree and second degree, but here's what it really means. Now, you can't tell them what's below there now. But you know something they don't. Sixth degree, same thing. 13th degree. Now, we know we told you this, this is what it really means. This sign, this signal, this whatever it is. Some silly little new secret. That's what I'm told by a Freemason. They always give you some little tidbit every degree up. You're getting closer to godhood, they tell them. When you stand between the two towers of Boaz and Jachin and on the checkerboard floor, the frequency change, vibration, blah, 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 blah. You're getting closer to Godhood. Each degree you go up, God pulls you closer to Him. That's a lie from the pit of hell. God pulls away from you the very day you take the blood oath at the first degree apprentice. You've brought hell upon your family. The good deeds does not cover it up. You have cursed your family four generations. Your great-grandfather that was Freemason has cursed your family four generations and you don't know it. You better look it up. It parallels witchcraft and the degrees of witchcraft go up. They don't tell you that in Freemasons. I'm trying to warn you to get out of there, man. We come to the end of the program. Family, to know that they have lost this war. We're counting the casualties of those that rejected Jesus Christ. Judgment is coming. This material world is temporary. That's the whole theme today. I'm going to cover more detail. Now, tomorrow may or may not be live. I don't know yet, actually. But certainly Wednesday, I'll continue on with depopulation and a whole lot more details. I'm just getting warmed up today. And tonight, 9 to 11, on Blog Talk Radio is Watchmen for Jesus on the Revelation Radio Network. You can also hear it, though, on my website live. I keep it recorded as well. And you can hear it either on Blog Talk, which doesn't have really good audio. But mine is like it is now because I'm recording it now. I'm talking now live. I'm live. And I'm recording it now. Also tonight, 9 o'clock to 11 Eastern Standard Time, will be another broadcast. And I'll continue on. And also let you all know that John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, up at highportradio.net, highportradio.net, one word, www.highportradio.net, plays our broadcasts and Bible studies on his network on a random basis. Up in Pennsylvania, New York, and New Jersey. And give him a call and visit that network and maybe give him some help or whatever. Y'all can work it out to keep him going. All we get is all I want is be broadcasted. That's it. So I don't do business on this thing. I don't sell nothing. I don't want nothing. All I want to do is truth out, move along. Do you know that Governor Perry in Texas tried to make those HPV shots mandatory? And you all stopped it in Texas? Did you know that? There were five states waiting to jump on it to make it mandatory, the HPV sterilization vaccine. Y'all stopped it. Now you're doing something. But family, they're working. Judgment's coming. Get right with God through Jesus Christ. Start thinking about that now. Don't wait. That's the main point. Well, family, see y'all tonight, those that want to join at 9 o'clock. And then tomorrow, 4 to 6, hopefully. I may be live. If not, there'll be a replay of a show. I may come in later. I don't know. We'll see. Just join in tomorrow also. Make sure you visit TalkStream Live from 4 to 6, TalkStream Live, and click on that green bar. You can hear me, and then click in. You come back to the website if you want. But go in TalkStream Live always first and click that green bar and see where we are in that. Appreciate it. All right, family, y'all have a good night, and know that you've won through Jesus. They've lost already. Don't let them put fear in you. Don't lose that faith in the coming Jesus Christ. Y'all have a good night. God bless. This is the Watchman, signing off.
Like sunlight from the sky, guilt and my confusion disappear in sweet relief. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.